Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on my day down here in Port St. Lucie as the Mets and the Red Sox playing in front of a pretty good crowd today. And Stephen Matz joins me now. Welcome. How are you? The pride of Long Island. Good to see you as always. What's happening?
Not too much.
When I look at spring, I just think about what the mindset is from last year to this year. What do you carry from a 30-start year last year where you got to make 30 starts, which is big? Some of the things you did were able to do last year. What did you carry from last year that you want to take into this year, and what do you want to maybe make better from last year?
I think just improving the craft as a whole. Just like today, you know, when you got 0-2 on a guy, you know, that's obviously a position you want to be in. And that's where you want to put someone away. And so now after going through 30 starts, you learn yourself more. So today, for example, you know, I'm going to go out in there. I'm going to try to put him away with the curveball. Obviously today that was something that I'm going to continue to need to work on. But you just learn that stuff about yourself and what your craft does and how it plays against guys.
You know, lefties always take longer. That's always been the adage in baseball. You've made that climb to where last year you got to make 30 starts. You're getting into your later 20s now. Is this now time for you? Can you kind of sense that it's time for you to kind of make that quantum leap now this year?
I do. I feel healthy. I feel really good. Like I said, I feel like I learned about myself a lot as far as who I am as a pitcher and, you know, how guys approach me and stuff. So I think that's part of it, is going out and making 30 starts. And you know, I'm excited for this year, and coming into it healthy is a huge thing for me.
I was just talking to Zach Wheeler, and Zach, we saw him last year put it together second half of the year and just see him explode like that. You never know when things are just going to come together. He said it was the first time he really felt better. He was healthier, and things just kind of fall into place. That's what happens in sports when you get to that spot. Everything comes together. You kind of sense that?
I do a little bit. Today was, you got to kind of put this results aside for me.
I'm not worried about what happens in the spring training.
Yeah.
Who cares?
But as far as how I feel on the mound and just the confidence I have in myself at this point and knowing what it's going to take to get big league hitters out consistently, I think, yeah, it does. I come in this year with a little bit more confidence.
You're a guy who had a big reputation on Long Island. You got a lot. You got family there. They're very visible. You're very well known in the area. Has that put added pressure on you? You know, growing up there and then playing there, has that been harder for you?
Not too much. You know, I think it's been awesome because my family gets to come out. You know, every time I pitch and watch me. I think, you know, you're just kind of entrenched in what you're doing. Yeah, you know, it's hard anywhere playing in the major leagues. So, it doesn't really do it. I think if anything, it's easier for my family to come see me play.
Having the guys like you have in front of you, the 1-2-3 in its rotation, you know, having guys like DeGrom and Syndergaard and even what Wheeler did last year, is that something that pushes pitchers? I mean, do you play off that at all, or are you just more worried about what you're going to do in your own preparation?
Well, I think it does a little bit. When you see a guy out in front of you go out and dominate, I think you're like, you know, I can do that too. I think that's the type of mindset that we all have after we see each other, you know, go out. And when I got those three guys in front of me and they're throwing 7 scoreless innings, you know, I don't want to be the weak link. So I think it does push us a little bit, but ultimately you got to focus on yourself and what you can do.
How about the, you got a pitching coach, a past pitching coach who had a lot of success as a manager, which is rare. You don't have that too often. And you got a strong pitching coach in Ireland. What are they changed for you? What have they brought for you? What's been the thing that they've done for you?
I think a few things that they just really try to pull the reins in a little bit. Sometimes I get a little overexcited, especially on the mound in the middle of the game, and they've done that. They've added a little in-between pitch routine, which has helped me just stay focused, be in the moment, and work on that, you know, focus on the execution of the next pitch instead of what's all going on around me and stuff. So, and just little minor adjustments in mechanics that I tend to get away from. So
What's been the hardest part so far for you, Stephen? What's been the hardest part of getting through these games? I mean, is it one inning? Is it just one situation, one batter? What has it been that's been the issue when it's been a problem?
It seems like, you know, in the games that I've struggled with last year, it seemed like it was always one inning that would get away from me. And so I think it's just limiting the damage. You know, guys are going to get their hits. Right. Guys are going to put good swings on the ball. But, you know, when you
get the
guys,
big out at the big time.
Exactly.
Pettit always talked about that. You know, Pettit was huge about putting guys on base all the time and saying, making the pitch when it's first and second. Make that one pitch when there's a couple guys on base where they can do damage.
Right, exactly.
It makes a big difference. But is that something that comes with maturity? Is that something that comes with execution? What do you think makes the difference there?
I think it comes with maturity. I think, you know, you don't know how you're going to be in that situation until you're there. And it just takes repetitions. And I think I feel like I'm getting into a better spot now with that.
What did it mean to get through the season and get 30 starts last year?
It was everything. I mean, that's really been what dampened my career so far. So to get 30 starts in.
It's a hard thing to do. You know, yeah. It's hard to keep guys healthy. It really is. I mean, if you can, you know, you write down 120, 125 starts for four starters. If you can get 90% of it, that's a big deal in the season.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a hard thing. So, I mean, just staying healthy is a hard thing these days for pitchers. You know, it really is. I mean, you do anything different now than you did a couple of years ago, or you do everything the same as far as preparing physically?
No, I do a lot of different things. I mean, you just learn about your body. You know, I've had to rehab several times, so you learn, okay, this makes me feel good, this works, this doesn't, you know, this is too much, this is too less, that type of stuff. But nothing drastic, nothing that's going to be like, you know, nobody's got the magic pill. So
when you've had your best performances and got deeper into the games, what's been the biggest key for you in those games?
Just command. That's the main thing is, you know, commanding the ball to both sides of the plate on the fastball, keeping the changeup down, being able to bounce a curveball, throw it for a strike, and throwing my slider into righties. Those are the main things that I focus on. And if I can do that, I can go deep in the game.
Talking with Stephen Mouth, you know, you've had a lot of turnover here, a lot of new players. You know, it's kind of, you know, you've been an old vet now. You've been here a while. Now you got a lot of new faces this year. What do you think of the team?
I like it. I think we have a good blend of veteran guys. I think we have a good blend of young guys who, you know, guys like Rosario and Nimmo and Conforto. And then you look at Ramos and Cano. It's just a good blend, and I'm excited for the season.
All right. Good to see you. Good luck. Stay healthy. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
Good to see you. Stephen Mouth back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.